For $10,761, Clear Channel Outdoor, east of U.S. Route 13, 2,050 feet south of Road 452, a special use exception to place a billboard, a variance from the maximum size requirement and height requirement for a billboard.
Name and address, please.
Nancy Chernoff, 808 North Salisbury Boulevard, Salisbury, Maryland.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do. Good evening, Board. I'm here representing Clear Channel. My name is Nancy Chernoff, and the case that's before you, actually, it's here again. It was before you July 7th of 2008, in which the variance was approved. Clear Channel did not go forward with the construction of the billboard just because of the downturn of the economic situation. So we are back here before you now because we are ready to proceed with it. And we are requesting a variance. The specific variance that we're requesting is that we be allowed to erect this new billboard. It is a monopole, single monopole. It'll be a double side. We're requesting a variance. The first one is a 70-foot variance from the 300-square-foot limit. Also a 26.12-foot variance from the 50-foot side back, setback, and then a 5-foot variance from the required 25-foot maximum heights for the building. The variances are requested because the property, which I do have a survey and I can provide it, you may have it from the last time, is it's a unique piece of property. It's kind of rectangular in shape, and in order to put the billboard on the property, we need these setbacks because of the intersecting roadways. The height of the billboard, we're requesting that variance because of the trees that are there in order for the billboard to be above the trees and to be seen. That's why we're requesting that. Where the billboard's going to be located is a commercial area. There are other billboards that are in the area and across the road, so it will not be disturbing the essential character of the area that we are placing it in. And I believe that's basically the background on it, which is the same as was before.
Actually, I think she stated a 78-foot variance for the square footage, and it should be 156-foot variance because it's double-sided.
That is correct.
Okay.
It's exactly the same thing.
This will meet the front setback.
It's 25. It meets setback.
See, she did meet the front setback.
Per the survey.
Sorry?
Per the survey.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to, you know, back in July of 2008, we approved also a variance for the height. Are you suggesting now that the height is going to be 25 feet?
We do need the 5-foot variance.
30. In.
Okay.
You need 30-foot height.
So they need a 5-foot variance.
So we're requesting just
the
5
okay.
feet.
Okay. Okay.
Was the previous application double-sided?
You know, I'm not sure. I didn't present that application.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
It was double.
Two older signs were removed from adjacent lots. Back in the previous application, it was found that the height variance was necessary because of trees which blocked the view. Are the trees still there?
Yes, to my knowledge, yes, they are.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? Okay. Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I think the applicant has demonstrated that it meets the standards for granting a variance, as it's somewhat unique because of the limited space for the driveway. Won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood at minimum to afford relief, and that's in regard to the variance, and as regarding the special use exception, also, I believe the applicant's demonstrated that it will not substantially affect adversely uses of adjacent neighboring properties. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10761.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10761. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.